My name is Joshua Damon, and I'm 15 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Rebecca Damon, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Danville, California. I will begin the first question by saying, what job do you currently hold?
I currently am a registered dental hygienist. Before that, I work as a dental technician. My adult jobs have been in the dental industry. Before that, I worked in retail and as a bank teller while I was in college.
Have you held in the past? If you could choose any career, what would you pick and why?
If I could choose a different career path, I think I would go into education. I like the atmosphere and energy in an academic environment and just passing along knowledge to younger students. I have actually considered continuing my education so I can teach hygiene in the future.
What jobs do you have, and when you were a teenager, or what jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
My first job was at Champ Sports in Sun Valley Mall. I worked there for 6 years, and then I worked at Bank of America as a teller. When I first started working, I guess I spent most of my money on clothes and going out with friends. But after a while of that, I started saving for a car, and I actually saved enough for a down payment for my 89 Toyota Corolla, which I loved very much. I love that car.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
As a child, some of my favorite memories were of family camping trips. We traveled a bit, but simple camping trips were the ones I remember the most and had the most fun. Just a simple camping, being on the lake, sunburns, and campfires, that type of thing. It was fun, and I still have good memories from that.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
I still remember Mr. Paulton, my fifth grade teacher. He was a great character. I remember him bringing in guitars, and the whole class would sing along with him. He would also just give us little life lessons and just kind of prepare us for being older. I guess he knew that going into middle school and then into high school, we'd be facing bigger adult choices and decisions, and he wanted to prepare us for that. He was a good guy.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Concord, and it was my family with my sisters, and we spent a lot of time together. I also had a friend, Jennifer, from school, and we would do a lot of exploring. She was a big part of my life, and we would just go around. I still remember our little adventures going to wooded areas behind the school and exploring this cave that there was out there. It was fun, but thinking back, I'm really glad that nothing happened to us. I would never allow my kids or you guys to go out and explore that way.
Tell me about when you found out you're going to be a mother.
It was exciting, for sure, knowing that we were pregnant and going to have a child. We had been actually trying for a while, so I would take tests, you know, pregnancy home tests, and I knew within a few weeks. And as soon as I knew, I called my husband and told him, and it was very exciting. Just, you know, finding out that way.
Okay. Where were our ancestors born? If they moved to the United States, when did they arrive?
My great-grandfather was from Ireland. He was an engineer and contracted to go to El Salvador to build some of the first railroads there. After doing his work, he just fell in love with the country and never really returned to Ireland. He made a life there, met my grandmother, and just started a family and stayed there. And two more generations stayed there, and after the Civil War, that's when we migrated to the United States.
All right, that is all. Thank you for having me interview you.
Thank you.
Fucking thank God.
I said you're welcome. Now we have to say that. Do it over. Why did I say thank you? I should have said you're welcome.